healthy habits to boost your physical health and well-being. There is no greater wealth than our health. Being in good health doesn't just mean we are physically well from sickness or disease, it also means that our body is strong and functioning optimally. Unfortunately, many of us neglect our future well-being. When we are young, we forget that we are not indestructible, and sometimes do unwise things without considering the long-term effects. We think only in the now, and don't consider that what we do today may affect our tomorrow. We are not mindful enough when it comes to our health and possible unhealthy habits. Bad health habits made today will catch up with us eventually. The good news is that it's never too late to start developing healthier habits. The habits we form today will help us improve our physical health, well-being, and longevity. Here are some of the healthy habits that we can start doing right now. Eat healthily, you are what you eat. It is no surprise that eating healthy tops our list. What we put in our bodies directly affects our health. Foods that are full of trans fat, such as highly processed foods and margarine, can increase cholesterol levels and create plaque buildup in the arteries. This can lead to heart diseases and stroke. Carbohydrate lot in sweets and soft drinks can increase blood sugar levels and cause insulin resistance that can lead to type 2 diabetes. Change your diet by eating more fiber-rich foods such as vegetables, fruits, and nuts. You can also switch to cooking with a healthier oil alternative, such as olive oil. Importantly, limit your intake of sweets and simple carb foods to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. Get quality sleep and limit your screen time at night. While you may think that watching TV or mindlessly scrolling through your phone can help you sleep, it is the complete opposite. Too much screen time at night can mess up your sleep incredibly. Screens emit blue light that prevents you from getting a good night's sleep. It keeps you alert and awake for longer, making it hard to fall asleep. Have you ever thought I may as well keep reading my phone or watching TV, because I'm awake anyway? Getting enough sleep is integral to your overall health. Chronic sleep deprivation can increase your risk of life-threatening diseases. It can also affect your mood and your relationship with others. Start exercising, get active every day. We all know that physical activity has several benefits, and yet many of us have a difficult time sticking to it. There are so many excuses we can use to get out of it. I don't own any equipment, I can't afford a gym membership, I don't have the time, etc. However, becoming active doesn't cost a lot of time or money. It can be done at home, or by simply taking a brisk walk around the block. Any increase in activity, albeit small in the beginning, can be a huge step ultimately. Ideally, make it a habit to incorporate some type of physical activity into your schedule every day. It will help condition your mind to be more receptive to the idea of becoming more active. You don't have to do anything grand, but simply choosing the more active option, such as the stairs over the elevator, can really help. One way to get super motivated is to watch your steps on a phone app. If you do 1,000 steps, and then another day do 3,000 steps, it's amazing how motivating it is to see the number get higher. You become competitive with yourself. It makes you want to walk up and down your lounge room floor. Create good habits and let go of unhealthy habits. Smoking, alcohol abuse, and overindulgence are just some of the habits that wreak havoc on our health and well-being. We all know that. This is nothing new. This is why it is important to take these unhealthy habits seriously. They will bite you in the future if you don't. There are plenty of ways to help let go of unhealthy habits, and different ones work for different people. Find what works for you, if you have any you need to address. Consistency is key in cultivating new habits, and we have to fully commit to changing our unhealthy ways if we want to live longer. Are you ready to sacrifice any bad habits and truly love and appreciate your body? Stress less and worry less. Do you want to live a long and fulfilling life? Of course you do. Well, to do that you need to de-stress and stop worrying. Studies have revealed that most people who live to be 100 years old don't get overly worked up by the problems and challenges that life throws their way. Living in a stress-free world is impossible. It's how we deal with our stressors that matters. We need to learn how to cope with our fears and anxieties better. Exercising is also a healthy habit for dissipating our stress hormones and improving our emotional and mental health. We only have one life to live and one body to live in, so it is our responsibility to nourish it properly with healthy habits. There is never a better time to start than right now. Start by taking baby steps, and as you gain momentum, make your health goals bigger and better. Your body will thank you for it.